The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tua, Tua of the program. Tua gets to go up to Cleveland.
Yep.
It's going to be between 40-50 degrees, and it's supposed to be nasty, rainy weather.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
So maybe a chance to quote-unquote change at least some part of the narrative.
Saturday.
I do want to ask you about this.
You want me to tell you something?
I'm excited.
There was nobody celebrating more than me when the game got flexed.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there would be anybody that would celebrate more. Maybe a fan going to – well, you're going to the game, so you.
No, but – my flight leaves at 5 in the morning.
Oh, he didn't know. He thought it was before. Oh, you didn't know about this, Dan.
I know. I've been listening.
Oh, Leori thought it was an afternoon game at first. Didn't know it was a night game.
Yeah.
And then was thankful that it was flexed because, obviously, at the time,
both teams weren't playing well. The last game I went to was at 4, right? And by the time I got back to my room, it was 12, and I had to get up at – I squeezed it. I got up at 3:25. My flight left at 5, and I stayed at a hotel, you know, near the airport.
Okay.
This time, I'm not going to rent a car. I'm just going – because it's impossible to – like, I don't feel like parking and then trying to find my car because, you know, like – I don't care if you take a picture, if you whatever. After a game, you always looking for your car.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And we're going to get into that more. But right now, we do have some breaking news right here in the South Florida area. According to the Miami Herald, we are seeing that UM basketball coach Jim Larrañaga to step down just 2 years after his historic Final Four run.
He's stepping down?
You know what I would say? It ain't got nothing to do with him.
Nah, the players.
It's the players, man.
Yeah, bro. The NIL deals,
He had all those players, man, and nobody played. And it's disheartening when you see where college sports is going because now kids don't want to learn. And he's one of the best to do it. And when they were hungry and there was no NIL, you see how they played. Right. Then soon as everybody started having the attitude, I got to get mine. Then you weren't out there playing as a unit. You were playing as an individual and like guys just checked out. And so I feel bad for college sports when a guy who has put so much effort and so much work into doing things a certain way and bringing guys together and giving guys that were playing at universities a chance at success, how quickly that turned, right, to where you get an opportunity to come in on your NIL deal or your transfer portal, you have success, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, nah, I got to go get mine, when you forget how, you know, this all transpired.
It says, multiple sources say that he is stepping down. They haven't given any reasons other than the team is pretty bad. He's turned 75 in October. He's been coaching for 40 years, and he's under contract through the 26-27 season. This year has been rough. Nigel Pack, the only returning player, not starter, player from last year's team.
Yeah, it's
you could kind of see, you know, when they made that Final Four run, then the next year, guys kind of...
Last year, everybody...
Different agenda.
They all had their own agenda. They were all thinking about the next step. They were all thinking about the league, and they weren't playing like the team that they were the previous 2 years.
The thing that stands true in sports and young college kids should understand this. If we have success, I have success. Very rarely are you going to go pluck a 25-point score from a team that wins 9 games. Right? We call that in the business a looter in the riot. But you score 25 points a game for a team that goes to the Final Four. Now all of a sudden you're a lottery pick. Same points. And that's the message that gets lost in all of this, is that our success equals more success for me. And that's what's getting lost in college football. It really, in college sports, it really is. Especially in basketball. The farther you go in the tournament, the more eyes are on you. Look at the run. Does anybody remember the run of Steph Curry? Did we know who Steph Curry was before Davidson made that run in the
No.
We just knew it was Del Curry's son, but that was it.
Right. No,
we didn't even pay any attention all year until the tournament, and we're like, ooh, Davidson.
And I don't understand why people don't understand that.
Oh.
Like, guess what? We always talk about Alabama football. But Alabama basketball has stepped up. And they've been playing. And you've seen more and more guys go to the league from the University of Alabama lately because of the success that they have had. Conversely, you see less guys coming from the blue blood states in North Carolina, Kentucky, because they haven't had as much success.
Nah, you still see some of those players.
You still see them, but yeah.
Yeah, they're not gonna. They'll never stop churning out. NBA players.
Like, but they used to remember. Wait, remember that Villanova run? How many guys are in the league from that team?
What, 4?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, 3 of them on the Knicks.
Right,
Miami.
So, like, our success, and especially in basketball. Our success does more for my success. Not my success does more for our success. And that in basketball, that plays out incredibly. Not as much in football. Because I got to tell you, what's his name that came from Buffalo, the Russian?
Rousseau? Rousseau?
No.
Are you talking about Khalil Mack?
Khalil Mack.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm like, how he end up?
No, you said Russian and Buffalo. I'm like, that played at University of Buffalo. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Khalil Mack.
Right. I'm thinking to myself, how did he end up at Buffalo? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss ended up at Marshall, but he had, you know.
There were problems. Right. He liked trees.
He broke parole.
And he liked trees.
So he broke parole.
But so from that standpoint, yeah, it's a little bit different. You'll get those guys that are straight ballers that come from smaller schools. Josh Allen came with Wyoming.
Yep.
Carson Wentz.
North Dakota State.
Yeah. That's kind of a powerhouse
in Division II, though.
What? Who else? Was it Trey Lance?
Trey Lance went to North Dakota State. Yeah, they're also in the finals of the FCS championship this weekend.
Like, yeah, man, I think that's getting lost in college athletics is that our success does more for my success.
Yeah, but when that NIL deal, that they don't give it to the whole team, they give it to the player.
Money, yeah, money. I like again, but it
Everybody has a price.
I think it gives you a false sense of empowerment.
Oh, yeah. No, right? I understand. But look, Leroy.
Listen.
They tell you this. Your mom's calling you up and saying, why is this guy getting this money? You know you could score more than him. Why aren't you taking the ball more? Because I'm trying to play within the team. It's like, that guy's not playing with the team, and he just signed a deal for $600,000. And you say,
I got you.
I don't know.
I got you.
You know, as a quarterback now. You can go to college for 6 years and make nearly $10 million.
Right.
I know.
And you may never get that in the NFL because you may not even breathe.
Correct.
A snap.
Correct.
As a starter.
Wait, you think if Brock Purdy could have stayed in college and went to a major university one more year, he'd have made more money than he's made so far in the NFL?
Yeah, but he's about to get paid, though.
But would have already had.
Who made more money this year, Cam Ward or Dorian Thompson?
He wasn't drafted up high, so that money would have been money he might have thought he would never saw.
That's a good question.
Let's look at this one.
Dan asked Leroy, who made more money this year, DTR or Cam Ward?
Cam Ward.
He signed a four-year, $4.1 million contract.
Yeah, Cam made more.
Cam made more money than Dorian Thompson.
Cam probably made all of that with endorsements and everything.
Right.
Good, so
think about that.
Yeah.
So now you got these guys that could get one more year out, but here's the problem. I'm gonna tell you what the problem is. I'm gonna say it to Vlad. Go understand it, but Dan Day definitely gonna understand this phrase. The reason why these kids are going to the league too early is mom and them.
Mm-hmm. Mom and
them. Absolutely.
Somebody got an uncle who ain't never played a down of football telling them what's best for him.
Ain't nobody ever going to think, you know what you need to do? Hangers-oners. You stick around, man. Don't do this.
You know what the worst pressure is on an athlete, a high school athlete, where mama and them and your girl and them.
No, your girl always wants you
combined to join forces, and then they're on your neck. They're on your head.
You know what's crazy? One of the best things that I ever did in my career was go to Michigan and get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Got away from mama and them.
Well, they didn't see me play football until highlights my sophomore year. Right?
The only messages
and the only things they were getting was what I was telling them, right? So I didn't have that pressure of my family. When I left early, they were the last to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I made that decision because I was up in Michigan by myself, and I say I'm gonna make this decision by myself, you know. So nobody really knew what was going on until the year of the Rose Bowl. And then they started realizing, oh, he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
By then, I had already been in college for 2 years.
Done.
You know what I'm saying? So,
look at Leroy. He played in California.
Yeah. I didn't play.
I didn't catch a game or two a year.
I didn't have the pressure of what I should be doing or what I should be given or what I was owed from other people outside of what was going on in that building. And in that building, it was different, right? In that building, you earn, you eat what you kill. So that was it. And I didn't have the people telling me what was owed to me or what I deserved or whatever. So my attitude towards getting playing time and playing was totally different than maybe if I had gone to an LSU.
Mm, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Where people who knew me and knew what I did in high school were calling me up
and then
or coming to the games and telling me I should be playing.
Yeah, they're just within arm's length, too. That's easy for them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, sources are saying Miami will hold a 1:30 press conference today where Jim Larrañaga is expected to announce his retirement.
I hate that because there's not one person down here, no matter how that team was doing,
right,
to say they didn't like Coach L.
No, Coach L is beloved down here. You know how bad those kids got to be? That for the man after Christmas to be like, nah, I'm done with y'all.
Legendary coach.
Like, after Christmas, he was with his family and friends. He was like, with his family and loved ones. He's like,
put it in perspective.
They probably telling him.
You don't need this.
dad, grandpa.
I've never seen you this unhappy.
You're above this. You don't deserve this.
Forget them kids.
Just unhappy in this family. I've never seen you this unhappy. What's going on? He said.
And, dude, you lost. They lost to Presbyterian.
No, they beat Presbyterian. They lost to Mount St. Mary.
They lost to one of these religious schools.
Not even St. Mary.
Like St. Mary, I can understand.
St. Mary College is good.
They made the tournament. I've seen them be 15 seeds and get knocked out. I'm cool with that. But Mount St. Mary?
Yeah, Emmitsburg, Maryland.
Here's the thing. You know.
He lost to a school in Charleston.
He was sitting down
eating his turkey or his ham or whatever.
Absolutely, man.
And they just telling him, hey.
You don't need this.
Hey, man. You're right. And guess what? Ruined. Here's the crazy thing. You want to know when a person is a good dude? That we haven't said one thing negative about him saying he's done.
Nope.
No, but you have to understand, and Dr. Toboggan just put this, he's been coaching his whole life, lifetime of coaching. For him to leave midway through the season, he's done so. He's done, like, this team might have taken the joy of coaching away from him. That's the only thing that would happen.
He's 75,
but there's still joy, man. You don't go.
Saying he's not coming back, probably, most likely. When I say come back to coaching,
this is his last stop.
He might be a consultant somewhere, but I think they took the joy of coaching away from him. Right. That's sad.
That NIL. Right. That NIL. Real quick,
I think it's
portal NIL. Just the state of college.
I think it has a lot to do with just the way that kids are in college now. Like,
that's true.
The thing is that one of the things that I would always appreciate about the University of Miami, they be three or four deep. When you three or four deep at a position, especially at like running back or quarterback, you look at all the quarterbacks who played behind other quarterbacks, who played behind Heisman Trophy winners, and they all just sat and waited their turn, right? That doesn't happen in NIL now because for some reason they think they owed something. Yeah. Like, you're not better than the guy in front of you.
And it's easier to transfer now. You don't have to sit out a year, so that makes it easier.
Right, and you know another coach is promising you something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let me ask you this. How many coaches have promised DJ Uwagale, whatever his name is? Uwagale. You know.
We know who he is.
DJ Ukulele?
Ukulele, yeah.
Wait, he done played for everybody and played for nobody at the same time in the same six-year career. Mm. Right?
But he's stacking, though. He's stacking
them chips. Not anymore.
He stacked a good enough amount, though.
What is it? You're going to be in the UFL next year? Maybe. We'll see. Let's quick headlines from Doral Volkswagen. Choose from hundreds of new Volkswagen models in inventory. Remember, when it's Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Some bowl games on tap today.
Over.
2 o'clock, you get the Sports Bowl between Pitt and Toledo. 5:30, it's the Rate Bowl. Featuring Rutgers and K-State.
W-R-I-G-H-T?
R-A-T-E, Rate.
Oh, Rate Bowl.
And then the 68, I don't know why it's 68, 68 Ventures Bowl, and I owe you one at 9, Arkansas State and Bowling Green.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On that, we're going to take a break and be back on the Tobin and Leroy Show after this, 560 WQAM. I'm Drew's gig. Ooh, Beyonce! She did her thing on Netflix yesterday. And everyone was talking about it. Today, not people talking about it. Was it just a Beyonce performance or was it super?
It was a Beyonce halftime performance.
Everybody went crazy about it. Like on Christmas Eve and talking about it. And then I got here at work today and I was like, oh man, it's going to be a coronation of Beyonce, queen of the world. And it hadn't been super like over the top. Like this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I'm guessing it was Beyonce being Beyonce.
It's Beyonce being Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah, which is also great. Also.
Oh, no.
It's always great.
No. Hey, Beehive, it's I love
it's
you.
It's great.
Beehive, don't come at me.
The thing I hate now
uh-oh.
Is that why are we making something out of nothing? So everything she did, everybody had some comments about.
Oh yeah, that's
whatever was going on.
Because you know,
and why can't we just enjoy the performance?
Because people's lives are boring if they don't do anything like that.
Right, mm-hmm. I got you.
Well, you
got
to get used to
it. It's almost like you can't do anything
without criticizing,
having some ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That's like we have our holiday party. Sure, there's things I can nitpick, but I'm like, what? This is a free party they're giving us. I'm not going to complain.
So what is the trick?
I'm going to sit there with my cousin, and we're going to cash in like 8 different tickets in 2 different minutes.
And we're going to drink Heineken's all day.
But you got to get used to Christmas Day is going to be like this, more of the same that you got yesterday. A lot of NBA and a lot of NFL.
I think the next 3 years will be like this because it's going to fall
on normal NFL
like
days.
On a normal NFL date. What's going to be interesting will be in 3 years, like when that Sunday, if it falls on a Sunday, because usually years before, Dan and Leroy, if I'm not mistaken, because college football would be done by that time, they would have it on the Saturday before the Christmas Sunday so that they wouldn't compete with the
right.
NBA. But now that they don't give a rat's ass, it's going to be – I want to see if they're going to do a full week slate of scheduled games on Christmas Day.
I'm wondering because people don't realize this. There's 2 days college does not play.
Monday?
Christmas.
Oh. You talking about
Christmas.
Holidays.
They used to – the Hawaii Bowl, the Aloha Bowl used to be on Christmas.
That's right.
If New Year's falls –
on a Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yep. They do not do that.
They won't play their games on Sunday.
Yeah, they're not messing with them. They're not messing with the
but
NFL.
No. It I don't know if it had to do with the NFL, but I remember playing the Rose Bowl on a Monday on January 2nd.
Nice.
That was nice.
I do want to ask you this. Let's say next year, on Christmas Day, noon, the Miami Heat play
the New York Knicks.
New York Knicks, because the Knicks always do that. You're Miami Heat playing the New York Knicks. Also at noon, let's just say the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers are playing on another channel. Who are you watching?
What's the channel though? You gotta tell me the channel.
Netflix. Let's just replay.
I'm watching Heat.
I'm watching the Heat.
What do you say? 305-567-0560. It's Heat all the way. No switching back and forth. You don't want to see Patrick Mahomes. You don't want to see Jordan Love. You don't want to see all the excitement, the playoff implications.
Like people said, they're not trying to search.
Right.
Here's the thing.
I told you what the problem I had was. It wasn't that I didn't want to watch football. It was the fact that basketball, the game's not over till it's over. right? You can go farther along in a basketball game before you realize it's over, if it's a blowout, than you can a football game. And so when you leave that football game saying, this team don't have a chance, you're probably not going to go back. Okay, whereas basketball, you're always going to keep a little corner eye open to see if somebody got high from three or they went on one of them 22 runs.
Here's a great example. I was at a Christmas party last night, and the game was on. And now everybody's having conversations, talking, everything like that. But every so often, the volume was up, so you're hearing Mike Breen commentate, and then you hear a bang, and then you start looking, oh, the game is close. Oh, the Lakers and Warriors are going at it. And then, oh, my God, when the player, Steph is making a play, LeBron's making a play, then everybody's stopped doing what they were doing and focused on the last 5 minutes of the game. And the game was a great ending.
That doesn't happen in football.
It doesn't happen in football. Like, if they're making a comeback, when the Patriots were making that 28-3 comeback, it took a little while until people finally were like, oh, they're down one possession. They can actually tie this game. Okay, let's watch this. In basketball, like you said yesterday, when Kyrie went crazy in the second half, you could watch a game and be a 20-point lead, and all of a sudden, within 8 minutes, it's an 8-point game, and they're like, all right, now I'm really interested in this game now.
Right. Let's see what happens. But here's the other thing is that I'm making one even – what if the Dolphins are playing there, so the game's on CBS, and then you have a Heat game.
That's not even a competition. Come on.
What I would say is this.
Tell me this lie.
Here's why.
Tell me the lie.
Here's why.
You're going to watch a meaningless early season game for the Heat.
That's where I'm going, is that the other thing you also have to understand is that a lot of times the football game is playoff implications this time of year, and the basketball game is on game 35.
Wait. Let me ask you this. Okay. I like this. Sure. All right, I like this.
And
Heat, okay. Not too long ago, you had Dolphins-Packers. Say you had a Dolphins-Packers Christmas Day game versus Heat-Celtics.
And where are the Dolphins?
Dolphins are at home. Just like the same.
No.
It doesn't. No. It doesn't. It's the same situation they were a couple of years ago when Tua caught the concussion. It's basically the same thing. The Dolphins were trying to get into the playoffs. They needed the wins. They're playing the Packers. It's an interconference game, but I'm watching football. It's Heat Celtics.
Yeah, because
maybe first time they've played each other since the Eastern Conference Finals
in December.
Okay. Bad example.
You see what I'm saying? Like the ramifications of the game.
Okay.
Also have.
I got you. Okay.
More importance.
Bad example.
So you're talking about end of the season football playoff implications versus a rivalry game. In basketball, when they're probably going to play again later on in the year.
Okay, so the college games this weekend weren't the greatest games, nonetheless. Did you watch the NFL game or the college football playoff games this past weekend? What did you have more of a keen eye on?
The college playoff games, but I was off pretty quick.
Okay, because they weren't very good games.
Right.
But if all things were equal.
Which brings me to my point. All these people that's begging to get in, right?
Yeah.
All these teams that said they should have been in, the teams that were in got blowed out.
But if you have a really good college football playoff game on at the same time as a really good NFL regular season game on, which one are you watching?
I'm watching the game that has the higher.
That's fair.
You know,
playoffs.
Like I would watch. I would keep an eye on the NFL game. But I'm definitely watching the college game because it's playoff.
That's what happened that weekend. Because the college games were bad. The NFL games were good. The Texans-Chiefs game was good.
Right. So I went.
Once I left the college game
and I saw where these games were going, right, they were on my periphery.
But then yesterday was the opposite. The NBA games were good and the NFL games were bad.
You know what that is? That's called being a damn sports fan.
And that's also called having so many options. That's why people think the viewership is down.
This is my favorite.
We all have family members probably that grew up on farms, and they woke up at the butt crack of dawn and worked until the sun went down and went home and went to bed and just worked their fingers to the bone, and we're now complaining, I got to sit on my couch, get out of the app, get into another app so I can watch another. Oh, that's too much. That's just too much.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
You know why? You know why, Dan? Because I have options. If that was the only game,
they have no options.
My butt would be on Netflix.
Oh, I used to watch
that. But I got different sports I can watch.
Leroy.
I can move from side. So whoever piques my interest, that's who's getting it.
No disrespect, Leroy. Back in the day when you were playing football, if the only game on was Michigan, Michigan State, and you were whooping Michigan State 56-7, guess what I didn't turn it off of? I watched that Michigan, Michigan State game.
Why? You went why?
There was no other options.
You don't want to watch. How many times are you going to watch Sound of Music?
I hate the Sound of Music.
Well, there you go.
You know they play Christmas Story. Wait, Christmas Story.
Yeah, there's only so many times that he could watch that. The people could watch that. You're stuck watching that 56-7 abomination.
Is that back in the day, you turn on football and you turn on sports, and that's what you had.
That's it.
And you didn't have a whole bunch of options, so you just watched that game because it was football. But I'm saying that I have options, and I want to be entertained. And those playoff games were not entertaining, but I did watch like the beginnings of them.
Right.
Right. Well, but then once that was it, I'm like, okay, what NFL we got going on? What basketball?
Because you had basketball, you had NFL, right. You had boxing, heavyweight title match. Like you had college basketball, women's and men's. Yeah, right. We had options. That's the great thing about sports.
So, people say the ratings are going down.
Just more,
I would say
that's a lie.
First of all, here's the other thing.
More pie to be had.
That's what I'm saying.
No, right. Here's the other thing, though. Well, and it's one of those things that you have to, as a business, as NFL or NBA or whatever, you're on a curve now. You can't say how things were 10 years ago when all there was on Christmas was basketball. Now, because there's other options, it doesn't mean that your sport is getting less viewership. It just means there's more options. So the top or the best games watched won't have those large, large numbers, mm-hmm. but you'll still be above everybody else because you put out a good product on that day. That's, you just have to put everything in context. And I think that's, you know, when people come out and say, oh, the numbers are down from 10 years ago, or the number, you're not telling the whole story.
True.
It's so, just,
the numbers have moved in different directions. They still tell the same story.
As a sports fan, I love the fact that I don't have to be stuck in a garbage game. And sports is such that you can't control that, right? You can't control. You can put two teams that you thought we're going to be formidable. But you don't know that you're going to get a 31-2 game.
Oh, that was brutal.
Right?
Brutal.
You don't know that you're going to get. The Kansas City game was relatively close until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Which game? Yesterday's?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Man, like that was a blank stop. That was a blowing from the big.
Listen. They had a comfortable lead.
Dad, like, it was 13-0.
It was a one score game going into the fourth.
Was it?
Nah,
it was.
Yes.
It was in 16.
Yes.
All right. Well, we saw some good teams playing yesterday.
You had options.
Next, I'm going to give.
Oh, yeah, the NBA. Hey, let me tell you something. NBA, if it was a movie, you getting
standing
five
up.
Stars because it was a what, 13 hour movie?
Oh, beautiful.
And a beautiful
masterpiece.
And that's coming from a football guy. So you know, if you keeping me away from football, that you did your thing.
Lots of storylines, lots of options yesterday. Next, Leroy, Vlad, I'm going to give you some options, and I want to hear your thoughts on them. Next, it is the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. Dolphins looking to keep their winning ways going after beating the 49ers in Cleveland. It's supposed to be, when I say nasty weather, rainy and somewhat chilly. Cold for Miami, but not really, really cold weather, between the 40s and 50s. Trying to win out this season, possibly keep their playoff hopes alive. They need a lot of help. We're hoping the Dolphins can just make the playoffs. But right now, I want to go through. We saw some playoff not only contenders, but Super Bowl contenders yesterday. And I want to kind of go through it with Leroy and Vlad right now. Who's a real contender for the Super Bowl and who's just a pretender? I'm not even going to ask because we already know Kansas City's a true contender. Is there anyone that's going to doubt that?
No. They're a true contender.
You got to figure the Chargers.
Let's put it this way. They are the contender. Until somebody moves them, then they're on top.
Are the Bills true contenders for the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
You think they can clip the Chiefs at some point? Maybe with, well, they're not going to get home field advantage because Kansas City clinched home field yesterday.
I just think that they play in the same circumstances. They play in the same situation, but I'm never going to, as of right now, you cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. But you still think they're contenders for a possible
Super Bowl? I think they're contenders. They get, like,
well, it's, look, aren't you looking at this way? The team that in the AFC, if they do beat the Chiefs, they knocked off the monster, you knocked off the king, so therefore you will become the favorite because you're the team that took out the king. So that's
but the great thing about, well, yeah, Buffalo beat them.
No, but what I'm saying is if you're able to beat them in the postseason, that's why you can always, right, when we talk about quarterbacks, and the reason why this guy always gets his name mentioned is because he went up there, he went into the Patrick Mahomes Invitational, and he beat Patrick Mahomes, and that's Joe Burrow. And that's why his name is always going to be up there until somebody beats them.
Right. Well, no, we putting Kansas City up there.
As
same way
be.
We did with New England.
They're the champs.
That's just it. Okay, they're the champs. But are there teams that, as currently constructed, have a chance to go into Kansas City and beat them? I would say there's only two.
The Bills and, are you saying the Ravens?
And the Ravens.
You're saying the Ravens have a chance because of the running game and the electricity of Lamar Jackson?
Here's what I think about the Ravens, and here's what I think about Buffalo.
It's still that guy wearing 15.
But no, I know, but we're just talking about teams who have can compete with them.
There are many teams that can compete with them, right? Yeah.
But that's all we're talking about.
Okay.
We ain't saying teams that's gonna go in there and beat them.
Yeah, the two teams, because when you got two MVP type players like Josh, Buffalo has with Josh and Baltimore has with Lamar, you always feel like they can win.
Every time Buffalo has played Kansas City, the game has been close.
Most of the games are always close when you play Kansas City.
But I would say this, and this is going to sound crazy.
Uh-oh.
But because of the run game and the ability to kind of suck the air out of the football, I'm more inclined to say Baltimore is more of a threat than Buffalo.
Okay.
I just think that when you can turn it, when it's 15 degrees and you can turn around and hand it to that dude or your guy can take off and run. Now, I'm only saying this because I think Baltimore's run game is better than Buffalo's. Buffalo does run the ball well.
Ooh, yeah.
So they do have two schemes that could go in there and keep the game close and have a chance to win. That being said, 15 on the other side.
I got you. Now,
and as Vlad said, you know, we talking about can compete with them. If they played in a game, I don't care what the point spread is. Don't care. You have to take Patrick Mahomes.
We've seen it. Never in the history of football have you ever seen a man in 13 seconds.
Yeah.
That's it. Because we all watched that game. And after 5 years now, it seems like it's 4 years out now, we don't have to be prisoner of the moment. That's one of the three greatest games of all time in the NFL history. Never have we ever seen, you know, touchdowns, another touchdown answered like back and forth like a heavyweight fight.
And you thought it was going to boom. Once he
threw that touchdown, was it to Gabe Davis? All right, Buffalo's got it. Kansas City's out. That is it. And then we saw the man in 13 seconds throw two passes to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and they hit a game-winning, the game-tying field goal, and then he throws a touchdown to win in overtime. And then now it's like, where is there anything this man can't do with time left right. on the with time left?
Again, I'm not saying.
Yeah, I agree.
That if either of these two teams play Kansas City, I'm taking them.
But they got a shot.
But I'm saying that as far as the AFC is currently constructed, the only two teams I give a puncher's chance with the style of football they play and being able to play in that weather is Buffalo and Baltimore. Now, I'll say this. The thing that worries me about Baltimore is that they've never had that game that Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills have had with Kansas City. So when they go to Kansas City, they're going to be in familiar on familiar turf where they say, we know how to compete with this team. Let's go get it done. Right? Baltimore hasn't quite gotten over that hump yet as far as knowing or seeing themselves go out against a team like that and perform under those circumstances.
We are going to be very excited to see how these playoffs play out. Might get surprised. Maybe might not be so surprised. We know the AFC is wild and wacky. Could the NFC pose any type of a threat? We'll talk about that next on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.